everyone. Welcome forward the long night. I'm here with my friends Scott, Matt, and Tom.
What's up?
And it's just Tom.
So our fucking producer's over here really producing that.
What?
When you're hearing this, music. When it comes out.
Yeah, like playing. The music shit. Getting all fancy.
Hey, this week you'll have to open with Happy Birthday because it's our kind of correspondence birthday today.
What is she a correspondence for now?
Well, she was going to be the Olympic correspondent, and I remember last week she was going to be Buffalo Judy sitting in for Boston Tom because he was not available.
I don't think she liked that voice.
Well,
which part?
I don't think
Boston Tom name. She didn't like that.
I don't think Boston Tom's ever come up and said, "God, I love that name."
But does anyone ever like a nickname they get? Isn't it always like
some? There's some.
I have never been to Boston. The only thing I like about Tom Brady is his first fucking name. Otherwise, the guy can go suck a fat bag of baby dicks.
That's oddly specific.
Just don't, you know what?
It just hurts.
Don't be
it
that hurts. Way because you are trying to find your wooden leg.
It hurts.
You're still shipping out for it.
Yes.
I hate you guys. I really fucking do. I quit.
Again.
Yes. Well, we got nicknames for everybody, last week? Well, I don't know if any of us were sober enough to remember any of them, so.
Oh, yeah.
So we're really just back to Boston.
I don't Tom remember. And the rest. That's the only one anybody remembers. Just the most memorable. It's the only thing anyone remembers.
Shit, yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, it was like, you know.
They have to call my wife and ask
her. Yeah, text her.
Murderous Matt.
No.
No, I wouldn't have been
Matt. Matt. Whatever.
Was it Hazmat?
Regional Roger. He's like...
No, Roger the Millennial.
None of these are fitting.
Millennial Roger.
No.
Just no.
And you got... And you got... Stupid Scott, whatever. Like, well, that's funny.
Bushlight Scott. I don't know.
That's funny.
you got to admit, Boston Tom is very, very catchy.
No, it's not. It's stupid. And you're stupid.
What's that worked up
stupid
over?
Stupid Scott.
Yep.
What's the music that we're listening to, by the way?
We can't say.
We can't?
No.
It's own creation.
Oh, you get sued?
It's our own creation.
You made it?
Yes.
When did you become a musical...
Doesn't matter.
When Boston Tom bitched about not having bumper music, that's when he.
Well, we did too.
When I added it to it is when I became a musician.
Really?
And when I did that, that's when I became a musician.
Well, how about that? So there you go.
Musician Roger. Here's his nickname.
Producer Roger the
Producer.
Yeah,
we even have official words for it and everything, like bumper music.
We're professionals.
We're professionals now.
We's professional.
Yeah.
Because if we officially say what it is, then we got to pay royalties and all that stuff.
I thought you said it was your original thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
It is.
I'm
yep.
Hey, that's stupid Scott. Maybe.
maybe
accurate here. I don't know.
I mean, the people use my music, they have people.
They gotta pay him now.
They gotta pay me. Yeah.
And by the way, we don't get cuts of that because that's his. He completely left us out of the music part. So
No. My lawyer says,
"Okay, I'll pay you
that.
I'll pay you a quarter of
because we're still a part of it."
Mm-hmm. So you get a quarter of what I pay, which would be about
maybe
1 cent.
What was the TV show Friends? But that song became pretty popular.
Terrible.
Everybody got a cut on that. So I'm pretty sure in legalese form that's if you start making money off of that, we start making money off
Boston
of it.
Boston Tom has lawyers. He has
and
a
then
team of them.
When you find out I made $5, are you gonna
might sue. It might get there.
That might. Yeah. You're going to pay the $100.
These are tough times, Roger.
We're going to be on people's court.
He's going to pay $120 to sue me to get $3.
The best part is when Tom goes up there to talk about his cut of money, and then he called me Boston Tom, and it
devolves from there. That's the damages that I sue for.
That's punitive.
Yeah.
And the jury box goes, oh. Yeah.
Ha ha ha!
So what happened Friday while we were out?
Friday.
Do you remember Friday?
Yes. We...
The conferences, there was a...
We had some birthday celebration. Matt's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Tom got to redeem himself after we made fun of him last week. And none of us remember what he said.
Yeah, because we did come up with names, and I do not recall it.
But we remember yours.
Outside of that, I don't remember.
Conference realignment. It's still going on.
Yes, indeedy.
Pac-12 is dead.
Pac-4 Ish. Or 3. Or, yeah.
I loved how, was it Cal? No, Stanford came out today and said that they will play in a Power 5.
Good luck with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say they won't.
I would love to know which one they're going to join.
Exactly, but I wouldn't put it past them either.
I wouldn't put it past them, but the bad thing is, though, is that the remaining four are just unappeasing. They bring nothing.
Yeah.
So I was reading an article about the disbandment, basically, of the Pac-12.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know who's actually ranked?
Oregon State.
Yes.
10.
Yes.
Or 12. Wow.
Yes.
Oh. 10 or 12.
So people are like...
One of those.
Wow. Yeah. So people were like, fuck, wouldn't it be great if they're the ones that won the Pac-12?
On the final years.
Yeah. And they're the ones that are not invited to anything.
It's very possible.
Yeah. It's legitimately possible.
It's like that hot chick who is always single because she's just crazier than shit.
I wouldn't say that.
Well,
just an idea.
Okay, Tom. So.
Oh, no, that's a good analogy.
Yeah, I was like, huh.
He's not wrong, though, but I don't know if the analogy part works.
Yeah.
But we all know that. Crazy hot chick.
I agree,
single,
but I don't think that's Oregon State.
Actually, I really don't.
No, you're right. They're more the...
Now, if you said that's like UCLA, I would say...
Oh.
Okay, fair. Fair.
Roger knows a thing or two about crazy chicks.
Maybe the...
Just saying.
Maybe so do the, you.
Shush!
Yeah, I'm not going to say what I was going to say, because it may not turn out well.
When has that ever stopped us before?
Gonna refrain from that.
Yeah, it
start calling you soft, sound, Scott.
It's really, oh, it really sounded way better in my head, and then I started to say it, and like, no, that's nope, stop. Well, I
so
think,
what was
did
this
you
article
did
about?
You say that was it?
Oh,
that it would just be fun if Oregon State won it.
Gotcha.
And could kind of put both fingers up in the air as they're
going to the Mountain West.
As they're standing there. And everybody else is on the
Conference
bus.
Conference USA.
Yeah, and everybody else is on the bus driving away.
Yeah.
That was it. Nothing more.
Gotcha. What were you going to say? I interrupted you.
I know. Yeah, no, I will definitely be rooting for Oregon State. Because I think it would be fun. And just another fuck you to all this. Oh, no, I know what I was going to say. I think this goes against something you said last week. That you heard Oregon and Washington were not leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And now they are.
Yeah.
So.
When I talked to you, they released this thing saying they're not leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And then they announced...
They're leaving.
Right. It literally was.
You'll be able to bid on that on eBay.
Uh-huh.
It was so weird. It was like, oh, we're not leaving. And then like 3 hours later, they're like, oh, no, we are actually.
Well, this is where things get screwed up. Because when you hear things like that, what you just talked about, I mean, you got to take it for their face value. And then all of a sudden, you know, because ESPN will be reporting on it, Fox Sports is reporting mm-hmm. on it, you know, all these major, and then all of a sudden, all of them look stupid because they did the exact opposite
mm-hmm.
and left. Like,
it makes
who
you.
Who can we rely upon anymore with any kind of fucking information?
You're right about that, but what it makes me wonder is it's pretty apparent the Pac-12 has fucked this up,
mm-hmm.
right?
Oh yeah.
It makes me wonder.
You mean a tiered play a TV contract was not a good idea?
No, it was definitely not. But it makes me wonder in 24 hours what happened. What did the Pac-12 do at the time after they announced they were staying, and then it's the very next day that they're bailing. Leads me to believe the Pac-12 did something. That they were like,
so do
you, know
you believe
what?
That
you.
this was a last minute decision then?
Yeah.
There was a final straw and they were like, we gotta get on this train before we miss it.
I think that they had agreed to, they put that out, and I think that was part of a negotiation tactic with the Pac-12, probably. To go good faith on those two schools' part, but something clearly went haywire over the next day. And I blame the Pac-12. I don't know why else they would have bailed otherwise. So, and what's crazy is that what happened
to
again.
To answer your question on that, for the same reason everybody else is bailing.
Well,
everybody thinks the grass is greener somewhere else.
But part of it is the Pac-12 didn't have a good TV deal. And it still wasn't even finalized.
But that's still...
It's money related. Isn't
right.
It? Yeah.
That's okay. What I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're
between
the lines.
But, I mean, I guess I see what you mean, but it's not really greener on the other side because they're on the side that has nothing. You know what I mean? Like,
well, it's going to a barren field to a place with grass.
Yeah.
Like, grass may not even be green, but
the grass,
grass
is greener there because they have grass, and where they're at doesn't have grass.
Yeah. It's
poison ivy and
yeah.
Poison oak. But
yeah. Scrub brush.
At least it's green.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, though. They don't have anything set in stone. So, I mean, that was the whole problem was up until now, well, still today, Pac-12 will not be on TV next year. Because they don't have a TV deal.
Well, good luck getting one now. Who's going to pay to watch those schools?
Well, and that was the whole problem was once USC and UCLA left, they should have really tried to secure something up. 38th
spot.
They tried CW.
They're going to be on UHF.
They tried a CW. 62. CW turned them down.
Ouch.
Just saying.
Bally.
Yeah, they'll take them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and can we pay you in IOUs?
Yes.
That one's worth a lot right there. That one.
That IOU, yeah. Every penny accounted for.
Hold on to that one.
Exactly. Hold on to that one. That's the Pac-12 contract IOU right there. I'm going to meme that later.
Yeah. Hold on to that one.
Yes. Does Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels have their wool boots on?
Yep.
Here you go.
There you go.
There you go. There you go.
It's kind of how it's been.
Yep.
Well, and that's, I mean, I guess the segue from baseball, me and you talked about it. We've seen TV networks will fall. Bally Sports is on the fall.
Mm-hmm.
So, you got to kind of secure yourself to something, otherwise there may not be nothing.
But the problem is this is what's driving all of this.
Right.
Are the networks.
Yes.
Are the, well, I don't even know if I want to say the networks. But
no,
the TV,
money.
The TV deals.
Yeah, the money from them is what's...
And that's also the one thing that could unhinge everything. I.e. the, like, Bally's. Oh, everybody thought that was a great deal.
Until
it wasn't.
Yeah. How are all these TV deals that are currently under, you know, the ACC? Oh, that's a great deal. Until it wasn't. And it's like, wait a minute. How much is the SEC getting? How much is the Big 12 getting? The Big 10? We're getting fucked. Oh, it was a good deal when you signed
it, assholes. And that's where I think perhaps, it's just conjecture on my part, the Oregon Washington is, they were like, you know, if we don't do something now, this is not going to work. It's money and stability for them, because they don't, those two schools do not want to be in a conference with those other four.
Right.
And, you know, they just, they're at a different foot, particularly at a football level, they're at a completely different atmosphere than those other four.
Well, and I think once they heard Utah and Arizona,
oh yeah,
they're like, fuck,
oh man, we're, I, you know, and that's where, like, in their case, you're not wrong, money, but there's a stability component to it also, where it's like, we know we have got a better, we offer a better product than these other schools do. Let's get the hell out of here.
So this brings me up to another point that I feel like I've circled a little bit and never really hit on it until this happened. But is the next wave of change going to be what happened with the Pac-12? Where all the more predominant teams leave and the ones that aren't that great get left behind? And then we start seeing those... dare I say, super conferences or whatever, to where it's like, oh, us 10 people are going over here. We really don't give a fuck what you're going to do.
I think good, so. Good luck. I don't think it's immediate.
No, it's not going to be immediate. It's
because I think with the way...
But if it's happened once, it's going to happen again.
Well,
I think
about the last time this really happened was 2010, 2011 was the last real big one with all the schools finally starting to change in 2012. And then there was kind of a period of time where there wasn't a lot of change. You know, there was almost 10 years of stability. And it will, that's
outside of a few,
a few here or there. And I think that's what's going to happen now, is that the pieces are all kind of aligned where they're going to be. But 10 years from now, let's see how the college playoff is working. Who's benefiting? Who's not? How many people are watching college football? Who's not? And then when the money starts to change related to all those things, there will be change again. No question.
Because that's kind of when the grain of rights will run out again on all these schools.
But so I think you're right. It will. And now that we've seen it, and we kind of know that 10 years is about the longest you can go before somebody decides to start changing shit, it'll probably happen in around 10 years. Plus, I think with the that's everything. I think with seeing how the college football playoff goes, because we'll have it expanded that period of time, that'll have a lot to do with it.
Why
also.
Do you think it's going
to
be sooner than that?
Yeah, just because not everything, but I think small changes keep. Which these aren't really small changes, but. We haven't seen 10 years of peace.
I wouldn't say peace, but you still didn't have teams changing. You didn't have teams jumping ship for the last 10 years.
You know, it's, but
the change was...
But now it's been practically every year we're seeing something new.
It's really only been the last couple, though. And that's how it was last time. I remember Tom and I went to the game at Michigan in 2010, and they were talking about it there, but... Mizzou didn't leave the Big 12 until the 2012 season. Their first season was 2012.
Yeah.
So it's a couple year process, but you know, whether it's 7 years or 10, I guess I consider that kind of negligible. If it's 7 years from now, you talk about making a change, but due to contracts and things, you can't make
it. But it's going to be 10 years. It's going to be 12 years to the date.
With the way the contracts are signed, yeah. But I think it will happen
again.
Having
major change.
I think it'll happen again. And I think college football playoff is going to be what drives that bus, because if it's working and everyone's happy the way that it is, then it probably won't. But if people aren't happy, then...
And people will not be happy.
Then there will be... Then there will,
there's going to be unhappy.
Then there will be change. Whether that's forming a separate thing because they're tired of the...
People are not going to be happy, but it's going to depend on
who's not happy. Yeah.
Well, and Alabama's going to be happy. But those are...
Maybe.
But those are the teams that care, that you better care, are going to be happy about this. because they're the ones that can make the change. You know, the Alabamas of the world and the Ohio States of the world, they're the one, if they start complaining, you're going to see something different. And yeah.
Well,
reasonably
and
soon.
Is, I mean, football's driving you're the bus on little, all this. Football's driving the bus on it.
Yes.
This is all centered around football.
Yes.
And Drinkwitz made some points that it made a statement talking about what about all these other sports? And it's a valid point because are you going to have, you know, the, you know, women's lacrosse team traveling from,
yeah,
you know, L.A. to Boston for games?
You would pick Boston. See how you let that slip? You didn't even know you were doing it. You can't help yourself.
You couldn't have said Ann Arbor.
You couldn't have said Ann Arbor, Columbus, any number of college towns west of Boston.
South Carolina, Charleston.
Well, you just engraved
Chicago.
That one.
Chicago.
You just engraved that
on
your gravestone.
Dickweed.
Yeah.
Syracuse.
No, we get what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
We heard you.
You're talking about the lacrosse team shipping out to Boston.
I really hate you.
Oh.
Of course, you would pick lacrosse, too.
It's a very elitist, rich sport.
That started in the East.
It's only natural. We can't control your natural instinct. We got it.
We're just here to support you.
No, we're not. Yeah.
You think you need to get him another beer?
Crack open another.
That one's going to be gone in here in like 30 seconds, oh, so you might as well give him yours.
You were saying about Drinkwitz.
Well, I'm just saying it's about point. How long is it before we have schools doing the separate conference for football versus other sports or more regional?
I think it's very soon.
That's what I think the next big change will be. So...
Because eventually, I really think, I don't know, I mean, super conferences in football could happen, but like Scott's saying, the Alabamas
and
stuff.
How do you say they're not happening?
But my issue with the Alabamas is that one of these teams is going to get greedy, and they're going to try to just like do a Notre Dame, and it's going to fail. Because the only reason Alabama gets kind of as much money as they do is because of Georgia. It is because of having those other teams. But if they go off on their own, are they going to get as much money?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, right now we only have one school that does it, and only one has been able to sustain it. Every other school has had to give up.
I don't ever see anybody trying to go on their own. I don't see that ever
but
happening.
I think eventually these networks are going to say, no, you have to have so many other games you play against these teams for us to give you this much money. And if you don't have those teams, then... I mean, I think that's what drove a lot of this is they're tired of UCLA and USC playing Oregon State and only getting 1 million viewers, you know?
Sure. I'm following you there.
They want to get UCLA and USC playing Michigan and getting 10 million viewers.
Yeah.
That's right. What they want to do.
Absolutely.
But if one of these teams like Alabama goes out on their own and they don't have or they try to create a super conference, I could see where the TV networks are like, yeah, but you don't have this. You don't have that. And they're going to try to downgrade them a little bit.
Something that I discussed with you guys after our last podcast was something that we were talking about with the ACC. And this kind of falls in line with what you're talking about, and I don't see that happening. Your scenario, Roger.
Okay.
And it's because the home run.
Melendez just
God
went to
damn,
downtown.
He has all of a sudden decided he wants to go off.
What month is it?
So, yeah.
I'll steal Roger's line.
What month
is it?
We'll talk about that later. But... you were talking about last week in our podcast that the ACC is ironclad. You can't get out of the fucking deal.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about this on radio the other day, like literally the day after we discussed this.
Stealing shit from us.
They were definitely stealing shit from us.
Did we sweep for bugs before we started?
No,
we didn't. God damn it.
We didn't.
Or is somebody selling to them, you know?
Who's the sellout?
The person who's got the recordings?
That put them on the internet still?
But you could give them to them first.
This is going to be the best
what's
part
your point?
Of the biopic.
The ACC was ironclad. You can't get out of the what their situation is.
Yeah.
According to radio, that is not 1,000% true.
Okay.
And Florida State was the one that has really been vocal about wanting to get out.
Yes.
So we'll use them as the example. Florida State can get out.
Okay.
But they have to take and convince 7 other teams to go with them. And by saying going with them, I mean just getting out of the ACC. That would fold the ACC and TV contracts and things like that. According to what radio was saying,
not true.
And then, but the problem, let's say it is, because it's still a problem. Even if what I'm saying is completely 100% true, it's still a problem. And according to what you're saying, it's a problem anyway. But
yeah.
But the problem lies is Florida State convinces these other teams to come with them to get out of the ACC. I don't mean go with them.
Yeah.
And Florida State gets invited to the SEC. We'll just make something up. Where's the other teams going to go?
Well, I think
because the SEC doesn't want them.
And I think the Big Ten
doesn't want them.
And that's where I think.
So then you're not convincing 7 other teams to leave a conference.
Especially because they're not going to have the same option. Like, good luck getting Pitt to go along with you because
exactly.
Pitt's going to be like, fuck off.
So there is a way of doing this, but it is the equivalent of pushing a mountain over. Because
you're not going to
get it done.
Pitt's not going to have the same landing spot Florida State or Clemson has. Yeah. So what incentive do they have
to leave?
Well, to say...
Because
something that is ironclad.
What I'm saying it's not true is the Athletic brought on a lawyer who wrote the grant of rights for the Big 12 and the ACC. And he said, and they asked him, is there a way to get out of this? And he goes, yeah, if they don't want to get paid. You can leave the ACC, but do you know what you're going to get? Nothing.
Yeah, and that's
because here's the problem. Like you said, they can leave. They have to convince 7 teams to leave and stuff. That is not entirely true. It is to disband the ACC.
Yeah.
However, the ACC, how it's structured, though, if you go to another conference, you forfeit all your rights to your TV money. So the money still gets funneled into the ACC.
It's like when Dre left.
So it's kind of like you have to imagine, like, there's 2 corporations.
He still got the money.
There's the ACC TV Corporation, and then there's the Conference Corporation. Well, if you all leave, you destroy the Conference Corporation, but you do not destroy the corporate TV.
But you, in a sense, would. No, you would, because who gives a shit with what that TV deal is now? The eyeballs will fucking fall away. Because
but the lawyers will not, the lawsuits will not.
Sure.
And then here's the thing, nobody says,
sure,
it's not I'm leaving and then you're going next year. You have a year, so you're going to go a year without TV money?
And according to this lawyer who wrote it, he said if you sue, so Florida State is trying to sue to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you sue and you lose, you could lose the rest of your money for your TV deal. Which means Florida State could be stuck there and not get paid for the next 10 years for their football. He said a lot of schools, why do you think Texas and Oklahoma paid out of their grant of rights and didn't sue for it? Because the Big 12 has a grant of rights, did.
It's just easier.
It's easier to come to an agreement and pay your way out instead of fighting it.
Right.
Because you can't win. Now, the Big 12, we talked last week, and this is where the previous commissioner was smart. Did you know the Big 12 was actually based out of Delaware, where corporations were
That makes a lot of sense.
Well, more legally, friendly. Legally, it probably does.
Legally, it does, because you can't win grant of rights in that state. And it falls under federal. It falls under federal law, and you nobody has ever won.
So they lease an office space in Dallas,
and then you
and their bank accounts in Switzerland.
No, they probably lease like a strip mall thing in Delaware just to use for
and the bank accounts in Switzerland.
Yeah,
probably. Yeah, but and the ACC is set up similarly. And no one's ever won a grant of rights, ever. So I don't think it's going to start now.
Well, and to your point, going back to that, you're going to have a mathematician on board to figure out whether this is worth it in the long run. To go without TV or to go pay these fines or do whatever.
If
in the short term, it's going to hurt like hell, but in the long run,
would
it be better?
Because of all this stuff we talked about, if
I can't do that, man.
If I were advising a school like Florida State, you're just going to have to ride this out to see what happens with what you were talking about a little bit ago. Like, look, you're fucked for now. There's nothing you can do about this. So, wait. Let the conference shuffling start up again. And then see if the landscape's changed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really all they can do.
They're up on that...
It went into the light. Ball up off the wall on the Green Monster. You know, they got the pitch count lights. It went into the light.
It got broke stuck through the glass and into the light.
So it's
the light fixture. It's
going to be like a ground rule double or
something.
Yeah,
it is, which is going to screw us out of a run.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But... Yeah, and that's why. Well, the problem is why Florida State wants out of it, though, is because it's for like the next 12 years or something.
Mm-hmm. But here's my problem with what Florida State's doing or not doing. The landscape shifts so rapidly that the ACC's getting fucked right now, according to them. Mm-hmm. Who's to say in 2 years it's not going to be like Oh, goddamn. I'm glad we didn't leave.
Kind of how the Big 12 was.
Look at this shit. Look at this shit. Yep. All right.
A couple years after.
But how is it going to change for them?
You never know.
What if they add teams? Right. We're going to keep the same contract, TV contract, then?
I don't know.
I doubt it. Because then there probably would be some kind you're probably looking at some kind of loophole to get the fuck out of the TV contract at that point. I don't know. I'm not a fucking lawyer. I'm just saying, whenever there's change like that, that also means that contractually things shift too.
My issue with this round of... The ACC has been very quiet on this round of realignment. I think a lot of it is because people don't want to deal with their grain of rights that they have right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the Big Ten and Big 12 and SEC are more lucrative. It's because they don't have this huge grant of rights problem that those other that conference has.
Yep, and it's going to screw them in the NIL too.
What's that?
The ACC is going to get screwed in it because they're not making as much money as some of the other schools. And
yeah, but you don't usually pay out from that money though, so it doesn't matter.
Something's got to be there.
What's that?
Well, where does the NIL money come from?
Businesses
and donors.
So the head coach isn't going to say, we'll give you a $5,000 contract?
No, coaches.
Whatever.
No.
Under the new rules, no.
That's not how it works.
Okay. Under this new rule that they're getting ready to institute, it can't.
Well, if there's a rule that says you can't, then I am sure everybody is living up to that, and we will never have another problem with that ever again. Thank you guys for clearing that one up. We're done talking about that.
That's called cynicism.
Yeah.
Thank God. I am so glad there's a rule.
Picking up on your sarcasm.
Are you? Good, because I'm laying it on pretty thick.
Yes.
My man.
All right. I was going to be so disappointed if I didn't follow.
Oh, yeah.
So what, you think all the TV money is going to NIL?
No, not all. No. Yeah, you're. I'm not going that far, extreme. But all that's, you got to get some of that to NIL. Some of that money is going to, not all of it. But I'm sure there's going to be some. Okay, here's a percentage that goes to this. Here's a percentage that goes to that within the school. You know,
budget.
Yeah, the budget. Alabama is going to take their TV money and go, we're going to give this to this. We're going to give this percentage to this, so forth and so on.
I see what you mean.
But probably one of those percentages is going to be NIL.
Yeah, or the staff, NIL staff, or whatever you got.
What? Yeah, whatever. Sure.
Whatever.
However that works out.
Yeah. It happens. Or it's going to. Mm-hmm. My only problem with NIL, and Carrington brought this up the other day, and it was based off of Drinkwitz's comments.
Yeah.
Is the teams at the top haven't changed, and the teams at the bottom haven't changed.
Right.
Yeah. So has it really influenced anything?
It's the mid-tiers of the world. That...
And that's the one thing that's actually disappointed me the most is, you know, some billionaire graduate doesn't just come in and... At the beginning...
Yeah. Vince McMahon has not taken his WWE money to Eastern Carolina
right.
and completely changed the college right. football landscape.
I still think it's going to happen.
I don't know who and I don't know where, but I think it's T. Boone Pickens tried in Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
He's tried that.
Yeah.
And it didn't really work. Now, granted, that was pre-NIL and all mm-hmm. that, but still, I don't...
But it has worked illegally in the past.
No, we follow the rules, Scott. We just talked about this.
I mean, about back in the day.
Coaches from Michigan don't get suspended for the first four games for cheating.
I don't want to hear about your SMU's conspiracy theories and stuff.
Yeah.
It was a cheeseburger. Get over it.
Was it?
What, at Michigan?
Yeah.
Yeah, the cheating son of a bitch, boy. I tell you what.
Over a cheeseburger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
But it was based off drinks, though. It was like, well, you're saying that, you know, the adults, but then you guys stopped all this NIL for so many years, and now right. you created a problem with it. But it hasn't done anything. It hasn't moved the barometer at all.
Mizzou is still 6-6.
Yeah, I mean, all the schools of what they were before and what they are now is... about the same.
Well,
it hasn't changed.
Well, look, and we talked about it when we did a basketball segment quite a ways back, but found out that even Michigan's got a price that it won't pay because KU outbid for Hunter Dickinson.
Yep.
And Michigan, and you would think, just hyperbole, Michigan would have paid more. But nope. And so that didn't change anything. He's stolen it up in Kansas.
But
Which could have happened anyway. Which would have happened probably pre-NIL,
yep.
right?
Yep. I mean, because if you were going to transfer, why would he not?
Yeah, that's you know, fine.
Why would he not? It wasn't like he went to Akron.
Yes.
And he ended up changing the game. Like, no, he went to a even better basketball program than the one he was at. That's pretty good, but not elite.
Yeah.
You know, which is, they've been doing that forever anyway. If this was 10 years ago and he was transferring and had to sit out a year...
No one would have...
Or he was a graduate and he could play right away, no one would have been shocked he picked Kansas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where I think it should be showing it's showing up more than what it is, and time will still tell on it, is the whole transfer portal thing that... you know, I think money gets involved with that. And like what I was talking about last week, that We're going to have to see on this 3, 4, 5 years down the road. But when you start seeing more and more teams that are getting more and more of the best players, that are smaller number of teams that are getting the best players, I think that's where we'll start seeing the difference with the NIL.
Maybe.
Where it's like, okay, now only 20 teams out of 200 have anybody worth drafting. Mm-hmm. And as opposed to at one point in time, maybe there was...
No, but the thing with...
75 schools that had...
The thing with that, though, is that you're still going to be limited by what that team's roster is.
And money.
You know, they're still like, it's not just I want to go to Michigan. Michigan's got an established starting quarterback, and they have a stud as a freshman. I don't see the kid that wants to leave K-State going to Michigan in the transfer portal, because the odds of him being better than two really good guys is probably not in the odds aren't in his favor. It's the reason why the dude that's played at, like, I'm exaggerating, 8 different schools, left Miami and went to Missouri, because he immediately is competing for the starting job at Missouri, because Missouri's quarterback room is garbage. And there's a reason why he didn't go to KU or K-State, because they have each an established starting quarterback that are better than him. So he's not going to try that. So I still think there will be some of that. And like, I think Alabama's in the world, that's actually going to be a problem for him, because it's like, if your quarterback room already has a former four-star guy that's a transfer and 4 or 5-star guys that are...
You know, Colin brought that up this week or last week. I can't remember.
Was this before or after he said that the dead quarterback was not going to win a playoff game?
Well, that was kind of poor taste, but he's right.
He wasn't going to win one anyway. He went to Ohio State.
That's true. But
if Paul Horney is never going to win a Super Bowl either.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm sorry. I had to. It was there.
But he brought up how Alabama is kind of running into some issues with just they got a lot of players. And their quarterback room is full of a lot of good players. And I see your point, but eventually one of those guys is going to go, you know what, this actually...
I want to play!
This kind of fucking sucks. Because the only time I'm going to get drafted is if I actually play.
Yep.
And I think that is going to be a problem with, like, I understand your super conference, and that may still happen, but I think you're still going to have a lot of talent around because there's just too much. There's too many other players and stuff to just be ignored. And we've seen it in college where it just fluctuates so much of how these guys play.
We're treading down some of the same path that we did last week with that.
Yeah.
But
Colin brought it up. It's funny, though, because he brought it up how they have... like 5 quarterbacks?
And they're all highly touted.
Yeah.
And Gary Barnett was on the radio this morning and said that the NCAA is going to need a salary cap. And he was not... We're laughing, but he's not... He was not.
In its current form, no. But if what we get to is kind of what we're talking about here, where you've got the elite 30, 50... Yeah.
Sure.
Because then you're also going to be talking about, if you're going to have a salary cap, you're going to have a players union.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to get the... I guarantee you that. You're not going to get a salary cap without a players union.
But
we're a ways from that.
Yeah. But just the point is there is kind of already rumblings that there's one guy in the room that's already thinking about he wants out. He don't care. He's like, fuck this. I don't want to... You know, he don't have a problem with the competition, but there's 5 other guys, you know, 4 other guys, and it's like, why am I doing this when I can go to...
South Carolina.
Yeah, South Carolina. Or,
and start right away.
Yeah.
Florida.
Or, hell, even Arizona State, and I can just roughshod over, you know. Why am I trying so hard here when there's another school that will probably give me a similar NIL deal, because unfortunately you only really make NIL money if you're starting. That's if you're the backup. So far, no backup has made any amount of money. So,
well, tell me to shut up if this is completely off the subject or topic or whatever.
Shut up.
But yeah, but who starts these other football leagues like the UFFA or whatever it was?
Investors.
Who's to say that somebody doesn't pull that off one day?
Well, but if you're going to call it college football, there's still going to have to be an educational college part of it.
We're not going to call it that anymore.
But if it's affiliated with the university is not going to have it.
Just going to start minor league football.
Okay. No, that's not. But Alabama is not going to be a part of that.
Hang on.
No.
But how many times has that been tried?
And they always fail.
You think
college football can
Nobody has ever tried taking high school kids or graduating high school kids and putting them into minor league.
But if the NFL, it would never have the support of the NFL, because the NFL has already, they want no part of a minor league system. Which is why the XFL is not good. The USFL is not good.
Right.
Arena football makes no money.
But who are those made up of?
Guys that can't make it in the NFL.
There you go.
You think the product would any be better to watch with a 19-year-old kid?
Yes.
No. Some of that football is terrible.
About?
We watch it every Saturday, fuck. Jesus.
I know, but it would get even worse.
But it's not going to just be college kids.
But if you have a minor, and I'm calling it this, just making
so,
it up.
So
like
instead of an NCAA, they have a D-League
like basketball has.
But you're not going to get the best of the best players in that.
Why wouldn't you if you're paying them?
Who's going to pay them?
How are you
investors?
Do you know how much money that's going to require?
Where are you going to play your games?
I don't know. How much money is it required to start the UFL and the whatever these fucking whacked out leagues are?
Vince McMahon is loaded and he can't make any money off the XFL to save his life.
Because of the product he's putting out there.
No. But
if all of a sudden you're getting the quarterback from Alabama or the running back from
you're
Clemson that's on that team.
I think, you're going from level 3 to 250 without any consideration of the in-between. You're jumping so far down the line of what could happen that it's not even really discussionable.
Let me go ahead and throw this out there just because I want you guys to think I'm fucking batshit crazy now. More batshit crazy.
Okay.
Saudi Arabia.
What, is it going to be called LIV?
Yeah, how's that working out?
LIV?
They haven't tried football yet.
How's it working out in golf?
It's golf.
How's it working
out? Nobody cares about golf. How's it working
out? You don't care about golf.
How's it working out in soccer?
It's not. It's not working out. It's actually pretty fucking poor.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
how is it working out in soccer?
So what?
But if you have Americans that just say...
We're going to have an oil league?
Yeah, good.
Wait. What are you trying to
say? I'm not talking about them going over to Saudi.
You're talking about their money.
Their money.
Damn. Okay, but how has that happened in any sport yet?
Yeah, once again, now you've gone from level 250 to 265.
Right.
With no regard
But that's my point, though. When has that happened?
You mean besides golf?
Well, now it's not going to happen in golf.
It did.
It didn't.
It did.
They got slammed with non...
That's fine. They got slammed, but they took some people away. They did it.
I know, but now...
So it's happened once. So okay, don't argue
failed.
With me on that.
And it, failed.
It but did. It failed.
And
but
failed.
It's golf.
I know,
okay,
but...
You're wrong on that.
You're wrong on
Just
that.
Just because you don't give a shit doesn't mean it's not popular because...
Well, it's not popular enough because it failed.
Well, no, it failed because they tried to compete against the big dog that was already there,
right.
Which is what keeps happening in football.
And I'm not trying.
Okay,
I'm not trying to compete against. I'm not trying to get Patrick Mahomes convinced to play for some ran. I'm talking about the high school guys. No, but you're trying to get a 19-year-old
Patrick Mahomes to go do that.
Instead of that guy going to Alabama, he goes to this team. Whatever.
Okay.
I don't think there's any money there to make.
I wouldn't invest in that.
Rich, Tom, would you invest your millions?
Shut the fuck up. And I think you need to put down the crack pipe.
Okay. I'm just saying.
That's not happened yet.
The Saudis
crack have... What, you putting down the crack pipe?
Right.
Saudis have tried it in two sports
But nobody
now,
has
and it
ever
has
tried. Nobody
twice.
Has ever tried to compete against college.
No.
And well, take players away from yeah. them. In football. Football. In basketball, they have, and it has been...
A failure.
It has been a failure?
Yes. Because the only people going to D-League are guys who...
D-League doesn't count because that's still professional. D-League is still professional basketball.
The European leagues are failures?
Yeah, because
get drafted
you
in the
still
NBA,
have
yeah.
European guys coming to college here. KU just signed a guy from Australia.
That's not Europe. Yeah.
Well, I know.
That's a totally different continent.
I realize that, but we had Sasha Khan. We have all kinds of international players coming to college, though.
You will get them all. It won't happen that
way. I think this is a schism of the extremist proportions.
Mm-hmm. But why do you think Luka Doncic is now playing in the NBA and not in Europe?
I don't fucking know. Don't ask me that. I don't fucking know who he is, and I don't.
Because it's the reject league.
Because he makes six times as much money here than he would in Europe.
Okay.
There's no money over there for it either.
But it's still going, right?
Yeah, but it's a shit league. And it's usually for, like Tom just said, it's usually for the guys that can't get into the NBA or can't cut it in college. They go to Europe to play. Yeah. That's
exactly what it is.
With a pipe dream that they're going to get to
yeah,
the NBA,
they're gonna
but
come
it
back.
Just
doesn't
a
happen.
Fat or just to so they can still get a paycheck to
you know,
play.
Yeah.
I personally know a guy that plays in Europe.
No, I wouldn't. Avoid Russia.
Probably.
It's a good call.
But
especially if you have weed.
I do know a guy that I personally know that I went to high school with and he plays in a Europe league. You know he has to drive himself to the arena?
Why don't you just go to college then?
He did.
Oh, this is after?
This is after college.
Okay.
And he barely makes enough to pay for his apartment in Paris. There's no money.
That sounds awful. I hate to live like that. I'm just scraping by in Paris.
I doubt
you
he
do
lives
not want to go to Paris.
Make it just barely scraping by in Paris. Oh, goddamn, let me find the smallest violin in the world for this fucker.
In Paris, Texas? Oh.
But
well, in a
but that's the thing
in
though.
A sport that is overall losing interest in everybody. The minor leagues have been still going. They've been going for
minor leagues of
fucking
what?
In baseball.
Yeah,
and
but
they're
those
starting
have the support,
to lose money and they're losing support.
But they also have the support of major.
But it's
league,
also gone for 100 years.
But those are affiliated with Major League Baseball teams
that pay for it.
That they subsidize
the affiliation would be there if the success would be there.
But there's not going to be
with the NFL.
But the NFL wants no part of it. They don't want to operate that. That's just an added expense that they... Why would you take that on when you already
they
get it for free?
For free from college, yeah.
Because it would still be for free anyway.
Not if it's a minor league.
I say that in jest because I don't know what else to call it. But instead of... I'm not saying that they're going to be affiliated, but
okay.
I'm just saying you're just going to steal high school kids.
But here's my...
That's all I'm trying
but here's
to say.
My, here's, but,
and that has never happened before.
No,
nobody has ever tried that
so
before.
Why
you know
haven't
what?
They?
You know what? Some things don't happen because it's a shit idea.
It's been a shit idea for years and years and years until now.
But the problem you
NIL blew this one open.
But the problem
to the point where maybe it's not a shit idea anymore.
But the problem
I don't know.
The problem with it though is that
don't know.
You can you can look at the model of the USL and XFL because that's what it would have to be based off of. They don't make any money. So why would you start it? So why would you deliberately go into a business?
Why would you start a new business when it's getting subsidized by states? By state governments are subsidizing it.
This is where they're coming into it is what you're not realizing is that colleges take on a lot of cost that a business would have to pay.
They'd have to eat it.
That would have to eat it. And
MJ's got two home runs now.
You as taxpayer Joe is helping Mizzou pay for arenas.
We ain't getting shit back on that.
And you're not getting
investment.
Shit back on it.
Nope, just, you know, just electrician's tape covered logos and stuff.
It's Gorilla Tape.
But a business wouldn't be able to tap into taxpayer Joe's money.
It had to be. Electric tape fell.
They would be banking on you going there and spending money. And that's not how it works.
The one thing that I feel like you guys are skipping over in my idea is that I don't want to take the has been or the would have been.
No.
I want to take the kid that could be.
Okay.
The could be is for college.
Yeah.
But why would anybody invest in that when it's getting subsidized by state governments now?
You'd have to find all of that money.
For the same reason that you just said. Because people are willing to put that money into it now for college. Why wouldn't they be able to?
Because they're not going to get the
tax
money.
It's the same people. It's the same kids.
No, they're not going to get the same tax money.
But you are putting this much money into the same kids.
We've wasted too much time talking about this already. It is that outlandishly ridiculous idea.
Good. And that's why I said, you actually got up to take a piss.
Yes.
So you should have said this a lot sooner. Okay. I said, if this is stupid or out of line, stop me.
Oh, right.
And then nobody fucking stopped me
until the past
20 fucking minutes.
But I like that.
Well, if I heard that, I would have stopped you sooner.
The idea in a vacuum is good.
Yes.
The world doesn't exist
but,
in a vacuum.
But however, when you have leagues that have had to front all the money that can barely get by, and your competition is highly subsidized, Warren Buffett's of the world, the Vince McMahon's of the world, are not going to put any money into that because they can't compete with it. Because the University of Alabama is already getting millions of dollars subsidized to it that those investors would have to come up with on their own.
I mean, Alabama gets $5 million for not doing anything.
And what's crazy is, I don't mean this to... And I'm not saying this as an insult, any of them, but the guys that play in the XFL, the guys that play in the USFL, your friend that plays, they're doing that so they can still play something they love.
Yep.
And make some money at it.
And the kid that you're talking about, that good high school kid, they're doing Alabama because they want to get to the NFL. And I don't. That other league couldn't
get
them.
But if you took everybody off of Alabama's team and made another team out of them in this fictional league that I'm talking about, well, the NFL is going to have to draft them.
No, they don't have to.
Yeah, they will, because the pool that you would be trying to draft from is going to be mighty small at that juncture. If that was to happen.
Great idea on paper, just not very practical in the real world.
Okay.
No, it's
not. No.
Okay.
There's been too many leagues that have tried it in multiple sports that has shown now that it's not going to work.
I will agree with you on one thing you said. The NIL has opened this can of worms as a possibility more than it would have been before.
Oh, God, yeah.
But the NIL also... is the reason why it won't work, because now college is offering more than just an education or a scholarship.
You can still make a few bucks while you're there.
So while you're saying it's the reason to even bring it up, I think it's the reason that shuts it down even more.
Because let's face it, that NIL was created to allow to pay players. It's been going on forever anyway.
It's all because of EA Sports.
Actually, it is. And yes, Ed O'Banion. But so
my all-time favorite game, by the way.
It kind of...
Yeah, the one that got me banned from having sports games in my house.
Yeah, you're going to have to buy a new PlayStation.
No, I'm not.
What are you going to play it on?
I'm not going to play it.
Just not going to buy
not?
It.
Nope.
Hey, you can get an Xbox.
What's the over and under on DraftKings of Scott Hadler when he buys a new PlayStation?
Or at the new, you can get a new Xbox digital-only version for like $280.
That's what I got.
There you go.
Yeah,
I got it on Black Friday for $250.
When are you getting that, Scott?
Not.
That's not that bad. And I'm probably
gonna la 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 la. No.
Yeah, I have the digital. Well, my deal is just get the digital version because
that's what I did on my PS5. It's just digital version.
Yeah, just the digital version.
Drive. Just the digital version.
You don't need the optical drive.
No, you don't.
No, you don't need the optical drive
stuff. And the
you can run with West Virginia, and Missouri, and Idaho.
It's all ball bearings nowadays.
Ball bearings.
Another great reference.
Like, yep.
Good grief, my lady. All right. You ready to wrap this up?
Wrap it up.
Dear God, please.
Yeah, probably oughta. Before I say more stupid shit.